السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: في أمتي كذابون دجالون 27 منهم 4 نسوة وإني خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعدي، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تقوم ساعة حتى يبعث الدجالون كذابون قريب من 30 كلهم يزعم أنه رسول الله وأنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعدي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear. And he mentioned that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any person. Like, you know, Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has adopted him. So the Arabs used to call him Zayd ibn Abdullah, Zayd ibn Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just by adoption. So that was a culture, that was a misunderstanding. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear by revealing this verse, especially to clarify. Just by adopting someone, it does not become your biological father. It is not biology, he is not biological father. And then, that's why when Zayd radiallahu ta'ala divorced his wife Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in heaven performed the nikah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Hazrat Zainab. To make it clear, you know, like if it's our daughter-in-law, we cannot get married to daughter-in-law. It's haram, right? So he wanted to make sure people must understand, just by adopting, it does not become your own son. So his wife is not your real daughter-in-law. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performed the nikah of Hazrat Zainab with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heaven first, and then revealed the ayat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Jibril salam came down with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to get married with Hazrat Zainab, Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha. So that was a shock for the Arab culture, but this is how Islam is. Islam wants to clear up and make it clean everything which is you know, in Islam and in the Sharia. So this misconception was removed by this ayah. My topic is not that. My topic is the second part of this verse, that Rasulullah, that in the same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَخَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of the people, but he is a khatamun nabiyyin, he is the sealed of the prophethood. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala narrated, very authentic hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, prior to the qiyamah, prior to the day of judgment, there will be kadhabun, the liars, the dajjal, around 27, and amongst them the 4 will be females. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that there will be 30 people, liars, false prophets, who will, each one of them will claim that he is the Rasul of Allah, he is the Messenger of Allah, but ana khatimun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di, but it is very evident, very clear, I am the seal of the prophethood. and there will be no Nabi, no Rasul, no Messenger after me, period. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, there are so many Sahaba, the Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there are so many other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who actually look at to the backside of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they found the seal of the prophethood on his back, on his Mubarak back. So it is like a chain of Nabuwat and prophethood from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam all the way to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Khatamul Nabiyyin, seal of the prophet. Now according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said before the Qiyamah people will stand up and they will claim, I am the Rasul of Allah. So you people should not believe in them. They are Kazzab, they are Dajjal, they are liars, they are false prophet, because I am the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, there were some people who already claim that they are the prophet of Allah. One of them was very famous, Musaylama bin Kazzab. He was from Yemen. And in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he declared himself that he is a Rasul of Allah. So in the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu prepared one army, special army, to go and fight and kill him. And in that army, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an stood up and he humbly requested that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I have done very great sin in my ayami jahiliya, in my days of ignorance, that I killed the most beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, in battle of Uhud, and I made a great pain, I caused great pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then later on he embraced Islam, Rasulullah forgave him. So he said, now this is my desire, this is my wish, please allow me to be part of this army. I will go there and I will kill this Musaylama bin Kazzab, so I can balance. I kill one great personality when I was ignorant, when I was kafir. Now I want to repay by killing this false prophet, Kazzab, Dajjal, who is claiming that he is Rasul of Allah. I want to kill him. So on his request, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu allowed him to go and participate in this army. He went this army and he was able to kill Musaylama bin Kazzab. And then he used to say, now I'm little happy that I did, you know, one great thing after I embraced Islam, that I killed a false prophet. Nevertheless, there were some other people also who claim that one of them was woman also, Aswad Anasi and Saja. I have the names of 24 false prophets. I don't have time to go in detail. There are 24 already appeared. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prophecy 30. 24 are already appeared, and I have the documented names of them. But I don't want to go in detail. Most of them, they were killed, executed, and they were, you know, for the limited time in limited area, and they became history. But one person, whose name is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he is the one whose followers are up till today, and they are spreading very speedily and rapidly. So today I want to mention, and the reason why I'm mentioning today, because in 1974, September 7, in the Parliament of Pakistan, first time it was declared by ordinance in the Parliament that all these Qadianis are kafir, they are out of Islam, and they cannot use any Islamic name, and they will not be treated as the Muslims. So officially, only once in the history of Islamic world, this incident took place in Pakistan, Alhamdulillah, in the time of Zulfiqar Ali Bhutto, he was the prime minister at the time. And there was a 14 days debate in the parliament. And the grandson of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, his name was Nasir, he was the third Khalifa at the time. So he came to debate with the ulama of Pakistan, Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Shah Ahmad Nurani, Maulana Kausar Niazi, etc. They were the group of the ulama, alhamdulillah. And through his books, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad wrote so many books. They quoted from the books what was his belief. And based on that evidence, the Supreme Judge, after listening both sides' stories and given him enough chance to defend himself, Mirza Nasir, finally it was decided, it was declared officially in the parliament that Qadianis are kafir. Now, this is why I'm bringing up like 47 years back, this incident took place, alhamdulillah, in the Pakistani parliament. Now, who was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani? There are three kind of names going. Some of them say Mirzai, some of them say Qadiani, some of them say Ahmadi. Mirzai, because his last name was Mirza. Ahmadi, his second name was Ahmad. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. In Qadian is the place in North Punjab, nearby Gurdaspur. It's a small little town, village, which named Qadian. So he was born in that place. That's why he was called Qadiani. So Mirzai, Ahmadi, Qadiani, they all are same. Right. He was born in 1935. His father was Ghulam Murtaza and his mother was Chand Bibi. They were landlords, they had some lands given by British. And this fitna started in undivided India prior to 1947, in 1857, and prior to that, when the British were ruling over India, they were oppressing the Muslim especially. So Muslim ulama, especially Deobandi ulama, they issued the fatwa against the British government that we should make jihad against them. They are our enemies and they should go out of India. They should free the India. So because our ulama stood up, and there were more than 70,000 ulama were beheaded and they were hanged onto the trees in Delhi. You know, more than 70,000 ulama, they sacrificed their lives to fight against this great fitna of Qadiani. So that's why they made this person to claim himself as a false prophet, so they can divide the Muslim Ummah in India. So he issued the fatwa against the jihad. He said, I am the prophet of Allah, Allah sent me wahi, and Allah Ta'ala said, no more jihad. The British are very good people, they are taking care of you, they are protecting you. So it is haram to do jihad against them. So this propaganda was done by Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadian. First of all, he declared himself as a Masih, Imam Mahdi. Then he claimed himself little more that he is Masih al-Maw'ud, a promised Messiah. Then finally he claimed himself as I am the Rasul of Allah, na'uzu billah. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and promised that he is going to send two prophets. One is Muhammad in Makkah al-Mukarramah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other Muhammad is me in Qadian. So believe in me. And a lot of people in those days, they were ignorant people. So they started believing him, following him. And he wrote a lot of books, claiming himself that this is all the revelation of God Almighty. He has written the tafsir of the Holy Quran. And that's how he misguided. So I will give you some of the aqaid, what they believe in. So he was born in 1835, but he claimed himself first time as a Rasul of Allah in 1889, after the Great War 1857, when the Great War took place in India. But Muslims and ulama failed because they never had enough weapons to fight against the British government, nevertheless. But after that, this fitna started. And in 1889, he claimed himself as a messenger of Allah, na'uzu billah. And he said, Allah Ta'ala has sent me in Qadian, and I am the second Rasul of Allah. He has written in his book, his son Bashiruddin has written one book in Safinat-e-Nuh. And in on the page 51, he mentioned there were two prophets supposed to come in this world. One is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkah Mukarrama, and second is Ghulam Ahmad in Qadian. Na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. Allah has taken away the Quran in 1857 at the time of war, and he re-revealed the whole Quran upon me after 1857. So this was his claim. He died anyway in 1908, and very disgracefully he died. He died, he had the cholera or diarrhea, and you know, he passed out, you know, the filth used to come out from his mouth, and he died in the toilet. So can you imagine the Prophet of Allah can be die in this kind of disgraceful death? So it is very great fitna. What is their belief? In short, there were two Muhammad, as I mentioned. The Quran was taken away and it is re-revealed upon me. Now whatever I say, this is the real Quran. And unfortunately, my brothers, they are using, you know, print media, and they have their own channels, their own website in the name of Islam. And they printed the Quran, they, you know, misinterpret the commentary of the Quran according to their beliefs. So those, you know, youngsters, they do not understand. They just go with the name of Islam and they pick up that Quran. Even the, they are so widespread. The one Quran somebody brought in this masjid. Accidentally, I see it, so I removed that Quran from here. So they are spreading their literatures. It is available on their websites. They are misguiding the youth, and they're doing so many fitnas. They have a headquarters everywhere. They have a big main headquarters in Tilford in UK, because British government from the beginning was supporting them financially and in every aspect. So their main headquarters now, the fifth Khalifa of this Qadianis, his name is Masroor Ahmad. He was a great grandson of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. So he resides in UK, and he tours all over. They have one headquarters in Tel Aviv, because Israeli government also supporting them to divide the Muslim Ummah. So in Tel Aviv, they have very, very special, you know, headquarters over there. They have headquarters in Germany, in France. They have headquarters in Sydney, Australia. They have headquarters here in New York. So in all the big countries, they spread about 210 countries. And their main targets are African countries like Tanzania, Ghana, Sudan, Nigeria, because they are poor people. So they provide them the foods and clothing and medicine and convert them into the Qadianism. So, and they believe that the Ghulam Ahmad is Rasul of Allah, na'uzu billah, and whatever he says is the ayat of the Holy Quran, na'uzu billah. And all these ayat which is revealed in the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatil alamin, he said this is for me. Inna a'tayna al-kawthar, he said this is me. You know, ma atakum rasulu fakhudhuhu, it is said this is for me. Wa duha wa layl, all these ayat which is praising our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he with filthy mouth is claiming is all this ayat is with regard to me. Allah Ta'ala is talking about me. I am the second Rasul of Allah. And when they recite the kalima, because they give their own names, Muslim names. They have the Muslim names. They have their own Islamic centers. And when they recite kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, they think, they believe that Muhammad Rasulullah is Ghulam Ahmad. When they give azan five times, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, they believe that Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah is Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. So in their azan also, their mind and their belief is not Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, They believe Ghulam Ahmad is the Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his wife, Ghulam Mirza's wife, he say he is Ummul Mu'mineen. His daughter, he say, is a queen of the paradise. All those friends of Ghulam Ahmad used to be in with him. They said these are the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. And there was a poet in his time who used to make the, you know, the poetry. They used to give him the name Hassan ibn Thabit. They say the Qadian, when he was born, it is like a Mecca. And when they moved after the partition, India-Pakistan, they moved to a place called Rabwa, nearby Islamabad in Pakistan. And they made their center in Rabwa. They said Rabwa is Madina Munawwara, Nauzubillah. And they have their own graveyard in Rabwa. They say this is Jannatul Baqi. And you have to pay a very high price to be buried there because it is like Jannatul Baqi. And all the people of Rabwa is like Ansar. And the people who live in Madina, in Qadian, in Punjab, India, they are like Muhajirin. They migrate from here to there. So all these things are going. Unfortunately, as I said, they are utilizing the print media, electronic media, and they are spreading the false prophethood of Ghulam Ahmad. And they have printed Holy Quran, translation of the Holy Quran, tafsir of the Holy Quran with the name of Qadiani. So we, our youth especially, you have to be very, very careful. If you search on Google and you find this kind of, if you don't understand, please contact any scholar, please contact any imam. So he will differentiate, he will let you know that which website is authentic to follow and which website is fabricated and done by these Qadianis. They have a lot, millions of dollars, and they are just misusing the money to change the people's mind in the aqidah. So may Allah save all of us, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to be on the right path.